Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
I'm Michael Lau, and we're back from WIT Connect at the Georgia Aquarium, and everyone's kind of moving away from the area here into the main lobby, and it just got a lot colder in here, didn't it, Shay?
It got very cold very fast. As soon as everybody walked out into that main stage, it just dropped.
But we managed to grab one person in particular we're really excited to talk to you today. It's Dana Lowenthal. She's the Director of IT Strategy for Manheim. How are you doing, Dana?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
So tell me a little bit about what Manheim is and what you guys are doing for folks, mission and purpose.
Manheim is the world's largest automotive wholesale exchange. So we facilitate the exchange of vehicles between dealers. We're a B2B company, and we're really an industry leader in that. We're part of Cox Automotive, so I'm sure you've heard of Auto Trader and Kelley
Yes.
Blue Book. Those are some of our sister companies. And so while you've heard of Auto Trader, and they're really a leader in the retail space, Manheim is certainly the leader in the wholesale space.
So explain that a little bit to me. So you facilitate maybe the conversation between two companies and help that transfer happen, or how does that work?
Yeah, so if you think about it, if you've ever driven a car, rented a car,
sure.
or wrecked a car, or traded a car
or
in.
All of the above.
Yeah, or leased a car.
There's a
very good chance that Manheim has been involved with that vehicle at some point in its life cycle. So we enable the facilitation of that transaction between buyers and sellers in the wholesale marketplace. So we have a very large presence in the United States as far as our physical locations go. We also have international operating locations in Europe and in Australia and other parts.
So do you supply maybe leads to, how does it work? Does a business say, hey, we want this kind of car, and they go to you? Or does a business say, hey, we're trying to sell this car, and they go to you? How does that?
It's both, actually.
Both? That's kind of mm-hmm. nice,
yep.
right?
So we're just a really big marketplace that we enable that to happen. We bring buyers and sellers together.
So how does that relationship with Auto Trader work exactly? I know, because so do you find the cars for Auto Trader, or how does that, are they your company in particular? How does that relationship kind of work?
So Auto Trader is really retail focused. So, you know, as a consumer, you can go to Auto Trader and search for vehicles.
Sure.
And Manheim, you as a consumer would not be able to do that, but a dealer would be able to both leverage the services that Auto Trader provides to list their vehicles to the marketplace. And then they can turn around and leverage Manheim's resources in our services to be able to list that vehicle in the wholesale market to either purchase what they need for their lots or to sell them in the marketplace.
Okay, and how do you fit into this wheel that's turning over at Manheim as the Director of IT Strategy?
I report directly to Michael Noel, who's our Chief Technology Officer. And so my role is to make sure that we are staying focused on our strategy and that we are doing what it takes to execute on that. So this year we've got a big focus on making sure that we are continuing to drive revenue for Manheim. And we're also at the point where we're starting to shift our focus into becoming a more service-oriented architecture
in
taking some of our more complex systems and breaking them down into services that can be consumed across many products. We see the road ahead of us, and we have a lot of growth and expansion in our future. And so we need to make sure that the products and services that we're building can scale along with what
sure.
our business needs.
So what are some unique challenges that you'd find, especially as kind of a B2B business, as opposed to like an Auto Trader that goes to the consumer?
Well, in terms of, and I'll go straight to technology resources, which is kind of what drives our engagement here at WIT. We are a B2B company, which means that we're not well known.
Right.
From a branding perspective, it is a bit of a challenge for Manheim. And so we would like to be able to leverage our Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book partners in their branding in terms of recruiting really superstar technology talent. So that is one of our challenges is, you know, we would love to be as recognizable as a Home Depot or a Coca-Cola or Google or a Facebook. But because we're a business to you know, B2B organization, that can be a challenge for us.
You're kind of behind the scenes a little bit.
We are. And it's a little bit unfortunate. We're working on enabling that branding strategy because we really are a great company to work for.
Right.
We're one of the biggest companies nobody's ever heard of. But
right.
from a technology standpoint, we are, we have an agile shop today, and we're really focusing on scaling those agile implementations. And we want that really superstar talent that can really take us to the next level. So for us, that B2B positioning in the marketplace can be a little bit of a challenge.
Now, I will say I have heard of your company before, because correct me if I'm wrong, and this could be way out there, but y'all do have an office in Douglas County. Is that correct?
Yes, actually. So I'm not sure if it's in Douglas County, but it is off of Fulton Industrial Boulevard. Yeah, so what you're speaking about is our Manheim, Georgia location. So we have two operating locations here in Georgia. Manheim, Atlanta is off of Buffington Road near the airport. They're literally in the landing zone for the Atlanta airport. And then there's Manheim, Georgia.
Yep, and that's the one I actually used to pass going to work every day. So that's I do know the company. I do.
There's
know
the connection.
Name. Yep, there's the connection.
So one of your biggest challenges is a talent acquisition from people trying to apply to jobs because they don't know to find you or to look for you, right?
Right, right.
And that's where WIT comes in, correct?
Yes, and from our perspective, our WIT engagement has done a couple things for us. Number one, we have our first intern through the WIT on Campus program, which we met last year. Her name is Annie Webb. She's actually here tonight. She's going to be up on stage, so that's a really big deal.
Is she nervous?
She seems to be handling it very well. I would be nervous if I were her, but she seems like she's got it together. So I'm, you know, excited to watch for her. She became engaged with WIT on Campus through Southern Poly. And I met her last year. She was very impressive. She came to a behind-the-scenes event that we hosted with some of our women leaders in our technology department. Just really wanted to bring her to us, right? So that helps build our bench strength to a certain extent because we want to find these students who are young in their career and who are very ambitious and innovative, and we want to not always have to look for senior talent. We want to bring in more junior talent.
Well, it's nice to build senior talent.
Yes,
too, right?
Exactly.
You're not, fixing old habits. You got someone that's kind of tailored for you, right?
Right, right, exactly.
So explain to me, you said this was your first intern from WIT.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the first time you've been involved with WIT, or is it?
No, it's not. Our WIT engagement with Manheim really started at January of 2013. I started booking tables to attend their monthly forums, which are great because they're focused on, last year in particular, I think, was personal branding and knowing yourself. And over the course of time, I have about 20 women who are just regularly engaged in attending those events, and they're great personal development opportunities that they're afforded because it's really hard. Some of them are moms and single moms and very career focused, but they have families too. And so these forums that are early in the morning, they're able to get to and invest a little bit in themselves before they get to work. So that's been really great to watch these folks really take responsibility and ownership of their career and start to think about where they want to go next.
And so, I know that's one of the big themes for WIT is the mentoring and the just helping people out and just bring them up. And I just want to interject and say it's just great what it's doing for the people that mm-hmm. may not necessarily have all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, they really are great opportunities. And, there are the forums and there are career development programs. There's also the Girls Get IT programs, which focus on younger girls in middle school and high school. And then there's the WIT on Campus, which focuses on these early career and, women that are about to walk into their professional career. So we're trying to hit them from very early stages all the way through
all
career development. Yes, exactly. My daughter, as a matter of fact, is just turned 11, and I took her to volunteer with me at the Atlanta Science Festival with some of the WIT folks a couple of months ago. And, man, that really sparked her interest.
Oh, that's cool to see.
Yeah, yeah. No, so it's really exciting. I think there's an opportunity to make a huge impact even in elementary school.
So what's on the horizon for you guys at Manheim? And maybe what's on the horizon with your involvement with WIT?
I recently joined the board at WIT this year, which is really exciting. Gives me an opportunity to look at other ways where I can contribute back. And, having a little bit of a personal motivation around both my leadership at Manheim and then also watching a daughter who's got a lot of interest in science, I'm really excited to look at ways that we can enable women to take charge of their careers and promote them in leadership roles and give them the developmental opportunities that they need. So from my perspective, that's where I get excited about my engagement. And in terms of Manheim, we will definitely continue our engagement with WIT. I'm also on the diversity committee for Manheim, and we could certainly use more women leaders in our organization.
Well,
and this is a great opportunity.
And in the field too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right.
So where can folks go learn more about Manheim? Maybe some young kids apply, that kind of stuff.
Yep, you can go to manheim.com and learn a little bit about us. There's also a careers link within the manheim.com site.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm Michael Lauer here at WIT Connect with Shay Thomas. We'll see you in a few.